Good morning. Clouds hung on tough overnight across interior New York and New England, and despite some sunshine in a few spots, clouds will win out today. Another weak disturbance will head in our direction from the Great Lakes. This one does not have as much moisture as yesterday's system. Still, we run the risk at some midday light snow showers, perhaps even some rain showers, especially in the valleys, as high temperatures reach into the mid-30s on average during the afternoon. A few lingering rain and snow showers this evening and a few snow showers overnight, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy skies and lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Another disturbance will approach during the day on Wednesday. Out ahead of this system, some sunshine on Wednesday morning. An increasing southwest wind will push temperatures into the lower to mid-40s, something we haven't seen in these parts for several weeks going back to the new year. And eventually we'll see the clouds yield some light rain showers by the end of the day. Behind this system will dry it out for a couple of days. On Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-30s, and despite mostly sunny skies, staying in the lower to mid-30s on Friday. A new storm system will head in our direction on Saturday with cloudy skies and a good chance of snow and or rain, with highs to start the weekend near 40. The better of the two weekend days right now looks to be on Sunday with dry weather and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-40s before another chance of mixed precipitation arrives on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a relatively tranquil weather pattern is expected over the next couple of days across the lower 48. The mid to upper level flow will remain predominantly out of the west, keeping Arctic air absent from the country. The well above average temperatures across the plains yesterday will persist into today and also spread east into the eastern third of the nation. The largest departures from normal are expected across portions of the central and southern plains, where highs are expected to be 15 to 20 degrees warmer than average. By tomorrow, most of the country to the east of the Mississippi will be 10 or more degrees warmer than average. Temperatures 10 or more degrees warmer than average are also forecast on Wednesday from much of Texas into the desert southwest and southern California. Meanwhile, colder than average temperatures will spread from the northern Rockies into the central Rockies and central high plains by tomorrow as a cold front passes through. In the wake of the front across the northern high plains, winds are likely to gust up to 75 miles per hour. High wind warnings and wind advisories are in effect across much of Montana, portions of Wyoming, and into western to central portions of the Dakotas. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow, blowing snow, and freezing fog, 10 degrees with a west wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 25, 72% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.64 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda and Sebring, both in Florida, and also at Santee, California, to a low of 5 below zero at Pittsburgh, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers, lower 40s. Boston increasing clouds in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 30 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 25, that's 3 degrees below normal. 0.3 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, that was 0.8 inches of snow. The monthly total now 13.4 inches, which is 3.7 inches above normal. And for the season, 52.9 inches of snow, which is 8.5 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 19. The record high 69 set in 2017, and the record low 16 below zero in 1963 and 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m., sunset this evening 5:38 p.m., 10 hours and 58 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers, possibly mixing with some rain showers today, and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers, possibly mixing with some rain showers today, and highs in the mid-30s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with rain and snow showers today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to clouds with rain showers late in the day, breezy with highs in the lower to mid 40s. A mix of sun and clouds back to the mid-30s on Thursday. Mostly sunny, lower to mid-30s on Friday. Cloudy with snow and or rain on Saturday near 40. A mix of sun and clouds 45 on Sunday. And another chance of rain and snow on Monday back into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.